Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where we put 2 minutes on the clock. We know life is busy, and I just start reading off some headlines, and Hannah either goes, skip them, keep it moving, or she asks for more details. Like the top six things ChatGPT would do if it was human for a day. Someone asked ChatGPT, and ChatGPT had some answers.
What would it do?
I'd cry, not from sadness, just to know what it's like to be overwhelmed and not have an answer.
Oh.
Very human. Wow. ChatGPT doesn't get it.
That was sassy.
I'd mess up. It said, I'd love to know what it's like to be not perfect.
Oh my God, man.
But just to show you that love conquers all, the most common answer ChatGPT gave was, I'd fall in love.
Wow.
Isn't that? Even ChatGPT wants to find love.
Wow.
Here are some proven compliments that men can give a woman to make them feel truly appreciated.
Okay, let's see if this is right.
All right, Hannah's like, I won't be the judge of that.
Let's see about this.
I trust you more than anyone else.
That'd make me a little
sus. Really? Okay. You're not like anyone I've ever met before.
Cheap compliment.
Wow. You're really good at what you do.
Oh, I would like that one.
You're my favorite person to spend time with. You thought about this one.
I like that one.
Okay, those are the top four they gave.
Yeah.
AB, did you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree, I guess.
Okay, even with the... you're not like, I trust you more than anyone else. You think it's sus, too?
You're not like any other girl I know.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
For
that
Adam.
One's all right. Dumb.
Women feel the most stress when their husbands are at home. Tell you why.
I believe that.
I believe that, yeah.
It's not just because they're at home, though. It's been they're at home doing nothing. They said a lot of times when the guy is just relaxing on the couch and they're running around doing stuff, it freaks him out. Like, just leave. Just, I don't want to see you. I get stressed out if I'm on the couch and someone else is doing something.
Yes.
I like feel like I have to get up and just do it. It doesn't matter who's doing it. I'm like, I'll help you. Like, what do you, that like freaks me out. I can't just sit around and do nothing.
Yeah.
That's probably a personal problem.
Yeah. We don't have enough time.
Keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
I'm obsessed with this show on Netflix, A Man on the Inside. I actually just finished season two. Guys, I finished two seasons. I never watched TV.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
V. Dad of three over here. I don't ever have time to watch TV, and I love it. The show is like light, easy. It's like a man whose wife passed away. He's got like a lot of time on his hands. He becomes a PI, becomes a private investigator, and then he goes undercover. The first season, he goes undercover like a nursing home. Second season, he's at like a college or university, and he's technically now like a spy. And so they have to do like a spy-like thing with a bunch of people, and they decide to give themselves code names. because that's badass. Everyone wants code names. Well, actually, in radio, a lot of people actually use code names. None of us do, like, really, other than, like, AB shortens, like, her initials.
Yeah.
But, like, most people, like, back in the day, I used to go by B Mega Guys.
Oh, that's so weird. Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
I hate that. That does not roll off the tongue like I feel like it should.
Right. It's terrible. And, like, people would be, like, making fun of me, like, am I a vitamin? I would get, like, roasted.
sound like a vitamin.
Yeah. So I need you guys to come up with a better code name for me. Let's start with Hannah, though. If we had to come up with a code name for Hannah, let's each pick out one. What would you pick out? I went with Tan Mom.
I did too.
Shut up.
I did too.
I wish we were recording this.
And then I thought, you know what, though? She's not a mom. So I said, we'll call her Tan Ma'am.
Oh my gosh.
I also wrote down Leaky Lucy because remember Kevin said your tan looks like it's leaky?
That just sounds disgusting. Like I have bowel issues. We had to film a video of Hannah's hand yesterday and she goes, shoot, we might not be able to use that. My fake tan looks so bad.
Tan Mom, Tan Ma'am, Leaky Lucy.
Okay, so mine didn't have anything to do with her tan.
Wow.
I'm more than just my bottle of tan. Thank you.
I said Boundary Bulldozer.
Hey, Boundary Bulldozer, come in. Boundary Bulldozer, come in.
Like, in the best way possible, whether you're Hannah's best friend or you literally just met, she will ask you the same questions or tell you the same thing about her life. Like, she will just tell you everything.
I will.
How'd you feel about your code name?
It sounds intense, but there's good intent.
Intentions?
Intent behind the name. So, really, I don't hate it.
You want to be Tan Mom, though?
Like, I like everything other than Leaky Lucy.
I didn't go with Leaky Lucy. I wouldn't have submitted it. I almost submitted it. Tan Mom is better than it.
Okay.
All right, Hannah. You get to play along now. You get to throw it back at us.
All my names are nice.
Let's go with Kevin. What name would you go with Kevin?
I said Papa.
Papa!
Oh, Papa.
Just Papa.
Papa, come
I love
in.
It.
I said Papa because... you are Papa to the show, and you want to be a grandpa more than anything in life.
I love it.
I went with a little bit more honesty, although it does
that
fit your character.
Honest.
Sarah's little bee.
Oh, that's my God.
Sarah's little bee, come
Sarah's
in.
Sarah's little bee.
Sarah's little bee.
Oh, that's funny.
That's really funny. Okay, I went the dad joke route. And so I did too.
That's my code name, Dad Joke.
Did you come up with one for yourself? I forgot to ask you, Hannah. Did you have one for yourself?
No.
Oh, yeah, I didn't come up with one for myself.
I have one for myself because it's obvious.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Well, I went the dad joke route, and so I said the Punisher, but like pun.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Kevin would love
that. I like that.
And it made it sound really cool, but like it's not.
Right,
which is,
Kevin. Which I'll makes
go,
it better.
I'll what go, did you give it yourself?
I'll go with... Sarah's little bee. I think that's I mean, that's appropriate.
All right. I came up with one of mine that fits. And then AB, I'll have to apologize in advance.
Oh, gosh.
I've been watching The Man on the Inside. Stars Ted Danson, where he goes undercover as a PI. Has to have a spy name in one of the episodes. We're giving ourselves some spy names, some code names. If we were, you know, doing spy stuff, like cool spy stuff guy. What names will we give each other? I'll go with mine right off the bat here, guys, because I just think it's the most obvious. It's the same name that Ted Danson gives himself, and it's just very obvious that it would be my code name, and it's Mastermind.
Oh.
That honestly works.
It does. I kind of like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
I do.
I'll give it to
I
you.
Do.
Thank
yeah.
you. I yeah. went with Mastermind because, you know, I'm just a mastermind.
I had Mega Man.
Oh, that's good.
Wow. That kind of worked.
From the Punisher.
Yeah.
AB?
I had No Sleep Ninja. Because literally sleep like an hour a night. I don't know how you survive.
I did Eager McBeaver because you can never relax and you're always just like bouncing around ready to do something. So you're Eager McBeaver.
Eager McBeaver come in. It's a tongue twister.
Okay.
All right, AB, I apologize in advance, but I just used your own nickname for yourself. So it's not me that needs to be held accountable for this. It is you.
The trash can.
The trash can.
Wow.
Knew it was coming.
And AB literally will eat anything. Expired food, whatever.
I will.
AB and I were hanging out one time, and she literally goes, man, I'm just a trash can. I will eat anything. Mm-hmm. And it was like talking about certain animals that are a trash can, and AB's like, and me.
Yeah.
Mine kind of goes off of that. It's rot.
Rot.
And because AB...
Hannah said all of hers were nice.
Yeah. Come in, rot.
Because AB likes to rot in bed and play Sims, and she likes to eat rotten food.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you're really talking me up here, guys.
I went the biblical route.
I thought everyone else was going to go biblical.
Nice. I did too. God girl, man. Come on. It's God there. Girl.
I have to go with God girl. Otherwise, people are going to think I'm weird, guys.
I was going to do Bible babe, but I thought everyone else was going to go like biblical, so then I just went with trash can, which I felt like also was the name she called herself, people. Did anyone actually like their code name that we all came up with?
Brett's were the best, probably. Right.
Like fitting for me? Or I came up with the best code names?
Like fitting for you.
Yeah.
Like Mastermind? Thank you, guys.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Well, this weekend is definitely off to a good start because we have new Bruno Mars music. He's going to have an entire album dropping at the end of February. But today we got a single, and it's called I Just Might. Play us some of this pretty little light.
It's a jam. Funky. Yep. So fun.
Typical Bruno.
That's all this guy does is make hits.
I know.
We're aware that, like, he had the biggest song of 2025. Like, Gaga and him had the most streamed song.
Die With a Smile.
And then he comes back to 2026 and launches his first album in, like, a decade. And then comes with this single that is just so funky and fun and Bruno.
I'm kind of a hater.
You don't like the song?
Really? I think that he has another song called Slide, and it sounds just like this song. Like, it actually confuses me to, like, differentiate the two of them. So I just feel like I've already gotten this.
I hate when people say artists always make the same music sound similar. Yes, they're the same person.
I'm glad he's back to this, like, funky music that he used to do, because I did not like Die With a Smile.
I didn't love Die With a Smile either, but
that
still
song sucks.
All the guy does is make hits. But I will say this, that I actually think the song is fun and like it, but I don't like the song because the whole song's talking about how, like, you're even sexier if you can dance, and I can't
dance. That's not you.
And I can't dance at all.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby, it's done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Megaminds.
All right, Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. 40% of homes that have trouble selling have this. What do they have that they have trouble selling?
Okay, I'm going to say something that I wouldn't buy with a home, and that's a pool.
Okay.
I don't want
the stress. I don't want to have to clean it. I don't want the frogs. No pool.
All right, they have a detached garage.
Ooh, super inconvenient. Mm-hmm. Good guess.
Okay, so this one was hard for me, and the only thing I'm thinking of is something that happened to my family that I think happens to only one in a million, but our old house was very hard to sell because they built a grocery store in our backyard.
No 40% homes.
They had grocery stores. I thought you were going to say they had ghosts.
You just walked out to your backyard and there was a swing set.
Yeah, they tore down our fence and they built an entire grocery store.
There you go.
I think I might like that.
It's super convenient. Yeah, like,
honey, go get milk. All right.
All right.
I'm at the Instacart pickup already. I'm just on my doorstep. No, 40% of homes don't have that happen. But what do 40% of homes that have this have trouble selling? What is it? 855-444 Mega. Text in your guesses at 855-444-6342. The answer's coming away next.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if anyone figured out the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. 40% of homes have trouble selling that have this.
Augie says an HOA.
No, everyone hates HOAs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hattie says family photos, which I think is really interesting.
That is interesting.
They always say you should take down any, like, the family photos when you're trying to sell your house because, you know, you want to declutter, depersonalize, anything like that. You feel very generic.
Erin has a good guess, I think. She says an unfinished basement.
Mm-hmm. That's a good guess. Yeah. No, it's more superstitious. The number 13 in the address.
Really?
Yeah, people don't.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 40% of homes that have the address number 13 in their address, people are like, I don't know, it could be bad luck.
So Taylor Swift would buy
exactly.
it.
Exactly, yeah. I hope
13 was
a
good number.
No, it's like, well, I feel like any number could be bad or good, but 13 is supposed to be like, you know, Friday the 13th, any of that kind of stuff, yeah. What do you do with your PJs after you use them, after you sleep? I didn't know this was such an interesting conversation. It happened on the Today Show because I guess this is like kind of like highly talked about in Australia and things like that. And people were debating on what they do with their PJs. And they were breaking down some of the different options.
Okay, there is a raging debate online now, and it's over pajamas. An Australian podcast host asked, what do you do with your pajamas after you wake up? Here are the options. Do you wash them? Do you put them back in the drawer? Or do you put them under the pillow?
I don't even know if putting them under a pillow was an option.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
But apparently Savannah and Jenna both do that. That's what they said they both do. They put them under the pillow because they don't want to put them back in the drawer. And then they toss it under the pillow, hides it from being on the ground or anything like that. And then they, you know, rewear them and for the next day because they're like, I just wore them. No one cares if, like, you know, like, it wasn't like working up a sweat. It's not smelly.
Yeah.
Get a couple of uses out of them. I didn't even think of the pillow thing. But I get why people wouldn't want to throw them in the hamper. What do you do with your PJs, Hannah?
So most nights I wear a robe to bed, and I will wear that a couple of times. But if I'm not wearing a robe, I'll wear a new pair of pajamas every single night. And then when I'm done with them, I just put them in a hamper and get more.
Why? What's the difference between the PJs and the robe?
It depends on my self-tanning schedule.
No, I meant like, that's funny, but you'll wear the robe multiple times without washing it, but the PJs you have to wash right away. Like, what's the difference?
That's a good question. It's a mental thing for
really?
Me. I don't know.
Really? So, like I don't mind wearing the same PJs a couple of times, but I never knew where, I don't ever know where to put them. Then I leave them on the floor. You don't want to leave them on the floor.
Yeah.
I might do the PJ under the pillow thing.
I'll rewear my pajamas a couple times every week, but I won't put them under my pillow. I feel like I just either throw them on my bed or on the floor of my closet.
Yeah, but you live alone. Yeah. It's different.
Yeah, I do live alone, so it is different.
Okay, so I wear pajama pants, okay, but I don't sleep in them. I sleep in my underpants.
So you wear pajama pants like as you're getting ready for bed,
yes,
and then
yeah.
right before you go to bed, you
take my pajama.
You got boxers?
Yeah, I got boxers.
A lot of guys sleep in their boxers. I can't sleep in my boxers.
But I fold my pajama pants and I put it like there, you know, on the I guess it's the little table there in the room. And
you put them on the nightstand?
Yeah, and it stays right there, and I'll pick them up again tomorrow and wear them for a week, and then I'll wash them.
A week?
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm not getting them dirty. I mean, you're wearing just around the house for an hour or two.
When you're hanging out around the house, are you usually in your PJ pants?
No, when I'm hanging around the house, I have my sweatpants. That is also a similar thing. So when I come home from work, I change into my my sweat gear or my home wear or whatever you want to call it.
Sweat set.
Yeah, there you go. And I wear that for kind of like, you know, around the house. And then when it's, you know, after the evening bath,
then you switch.
I switch into my PJs. Yeah.
I switch out of my work clothes right away, too. But some people hang out like in their work clothes. Hey, did you switch?
Well, I wear my pajamas to work, so I wear sweatpants and sweatshirt every day to work, so then I'll stay. But usually when I get home, if I'm going to be at home all day, I'll wear my robe all day long.
So Hannah's the only one that wears different PJs every single day. We all reuse PJs. I'll rewear them. I do rotate probably more than sounds like Kevin and AB. I'll wear them, and sometimes I'll wear something I can wear to the gym because I sleep in shorts and a t-shirt. So then if I wear it to the gym, then I'll throw it into the hamper, and then I rotate back in new. Mm-hmm. But I had no idea there were so many different ways to figure out your PJ sleeping situation. Who knew?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.